This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer says the American people will have a new appreciation for agriculture thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. Congressman Comer, who represents the 1st District, says those in agriculture qualify as frontline workers.
The people that work at these food processing plants, they are essential workers. Because when you saw the situation where at some of these meat processing facilities, where they had COVID-19 outbreaks and they had to shut down, there was a massive disruption in the food supply. In fact, there were shortages.
Congressman Comer says the meat supply shortage had a ripple effect on the economy.
In Monroe County, we're a big pork barbecue town. And for 2 weeks, our barbecues were all shut down because the facility where the pork's processed was shut down because of the COVID-19 outbreak. We had 2 poultry processing facilities in my congressional district that shut down for several days.
The congressman adds the employees will certainly qualify as essential.
These employees that work at these food processing facilities, they will be treated on the same level as the healthcare workers as far as their essentialness, because you know, the most essential thing in the world is having a safe, healthy food supply.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.